You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is time for our Worst and Five Power Rankings, in which we give you the worst team in the league and then our five best. Throughout the summer, we will be focusing on baseball. We start with the worst team in the league. It's still the Rockies. I mean,
you
it's still
suck.
It's still the Rockies. Now, they are tied for the second best and longest winning streak in all of baseball right now after sweeping the Marlins. So they've got 12 wins now. They're 12-50. But the Marlins have 23 wins, and that's still very bad. But that's twice as many wins as the Rockies. They're still on pace to lose more games than anybody, although these three wins definitely do help. They'll get back to form this weekend when they take on the Mets. But congratulations to the Rockies, who since June 2nd do have three more wins than Scottie Scheffler, as they eloquently said on Twitter today. So, the Rockies, we salute you. Keep your head up high. Hang in there, but you are still the worst team in Major League Baseball, and right now, probably all of professional sports, the Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
Yeah, make it a double for me as well. It's the Rockies.
You suck!
I will say this, though, even though you stole my stat about the winning streaks.
I did. I didn't know that coming in, and then I
clearly
took it from you.
Clearly robbed the way. I will say this. It's just that they're historically bad, not just bad. By far the worst run differential in the major leagues. It's minus 181. That's brutal. Like, they're going to have a similar issue like the White Sox did last year, where when a trade deadline's going to come, who the hell is going to want any of your players? Like, I would take a flyer at Ryan McMahon. I had him on my fantasy team 2 years ago. He mainly plays third base, utility guy. He can slap the ball. He's productive. He's on a down year. You could get him for next to nothing. After him, I don't think there's anybody I want. So it's a brutally brutal year for the Rockies, historically bad. They might challenge that White Sox loss record that was set last year. But it's just, when's it going to get better? Because I don't think you can trade anybody for any meaningful prospects. So the Rockies are in a bad spot here. But I also want to give a special shout out to the San Francisco Giants. Now, obviously, they're still at 33-28, so they're above 500. But remember how hot they started off in the beginning of the season? Well, they lost 14 of their last 23 games. And they made a bunch of roster moves. They signed Dominic Smith, who's bounced around, former Met, I believe. They got rid of Lamonte Wade, who was productive for them last year. Didn't work out. Like, they're trying to throw a bunch of moves out there and see what fits. They're in a tailspin right now. So, yes, the Rockies are the worst team in the league, but San Francisco might be in one of the worst, you know, ruts that's currently going on in baseball. So, shout out to them.
You suck!
One last note on the Rockies. They've got a couple of pieces I want. Former Brewers, Orlando Arcia and Keston Hira.
You know what's funny? Well, Hira's the one that I talked about last week that they should have called up. Arcia could have signed with the Yankees and the Mets. They both wanted to bring him in, albeit it was a minor league deal. But he could have played for a contender, and he's stuck on this team. So that's what happens when you try to chase the bag in some playing time. And, hold on, breaking news. Let's bring this down. The Edmonton Oilers have won game one in overtime. It looks like that was a power play because I did see that in the corner of my eye. 4-3 Oilers over the Panthers. Edmonton is going nuts right now, and rightfully so. We have a final in game one of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow, you are a full minute ahead of me.
Get cable at work, son.
Son me.
That, yeah, that was a little aggressive. My apologies. All right. How about we finish rankings?
Yeah, we can take your calls on this game if you'd like. We'll do that coming up here. The other note that I wanted to say is, as I'm checking out this Rockies box score, the Marlins have a guy named Jack Winkler on their team. You know he's good because he wears the number 63. I would never get a personalized jersey, but I would get a jersey of a Winkler on a team.
Well, now's your chance.
So now might be my chance.
Oh, all right, beautiful goal.
My five best teams in baseball. So I'll start at number five.
Number five.
Last week it was Tigers, Phillies, Yankees, Cubs, Dodgers. Phillies are out, swept by the Brewers. The Mets crawl back in at number five. The New York Mets at 38-23, winners of eight of their last 10. They come back in at number five. At number four.
Number four.
It's going to be the other team in New York, the New York Yankees. They're 37-23. I just feel like if it got to be a Subway Series again, I would probably take the Yankees over the Mets. And that was my determination. Aaron Judge on track to be MVP again and is just continuing to rake. So they get the vote at number four. At number three.
Number three.
I am a hater, but I'll put them at number three. The Chicago Cubs losing tonight to the Nationals. Tisk, tisk, tisk. You want to talk about run differential? Plus 100. The Cubs atop the NL Central. Cardinals trying to storm back. Brewers trying to storm back. Brewers winners of nine of their last 10, FYI.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
But the Cubs still with a healthy 4.5-5 game lead in the NL Central there at number three. At number two.
Number two.
And they've not been as good as I thought they would be, but I still think they are. I still think they're the best team in the league. The Dodgers. But at number one.
Number one.
I'm going to put the Tigers, and they deserve it. I don't know that they would win the World Series. They have the best record. If you're doing a power ranking, the Tigers, I think, deserve to be there. Again, other than the Dodgers. Well, no, they have. They have the best record going back to mid-August of last year. They do need to add at the deadline. This can't be a team that plays well and then doesn't add. They got to add. You can't moneyball this. But the Tigers come in at number one. So from 5-1, Mets, Yankees, Cubs, Dodgers, Tigers.
All right. Very similar list, although our order is a little bit different. I'll start at number five as well.
Number five.
This is where I'm going to put the night Yankees. Long gone are the days of the evil empire where the Yankees just simply buy championships. Whoever they want, they're just going to outspend everybody. I think the bigger markets have come to play. Obviously, the Dodgers are now in the evil empire. But the Yankees have scaled back their spending, and they've gotten smarter. Like, you look at the players that are contributing for them now. Ben Rice, I mentioned, has been a revelation. Trent Grisham, I completely forgot he was in the league. He's absolutely had a renaissance. Ryan Yarbrough that they picked up from the scrap heap. Like, they have players and that they're not spending a lot of money on. And the guys they are spending money on have performed. Carlos Rodon has returned to form, considering he was dog water at times last year. And Max Fried, one of the best pitchers in baseball, probably be the best left-hander in the league. So the Yankees are number five for me. A little side note. Luke Weaver, who their closer was, he'll be out for a few weeks. So Devin Williams, your boy, looks like he's going to be back in that closer role. So things could be exciting for the Yankees. At number four.
Number four.
I'm actually a little lower on the Dodgers than you are. I'm going to put the Dodgers here because they're still a stacked roster. Like, they're a great team. They really have, like, all-stars at every position and, like, six closers. But those injuries are piling up. And you could, like you, I'm looking at them. They're not breaking that Mariners record of 116. That's off the table. So I'm going to put the Dodgers at four. At number three.
Number three.
I'm actually going to put the New York Mets. My wife wanted me to put them at number one. I can't do it because the eye test tells me there's two teams right now that are better than them. One of them, my hair. But the Mets, Even though they lost to the Dodgers last night, it was in walk-off fashion. They did beat the Dodgers the night before, also in walk-off fashion. They have the league's lowest team ERA, which is nuts because they don't have Sean Manaea or Frankie Montas yet. So the Mets at number three for me, they're very impressive. Number two.
Number two.
This is where I'm going to put my Cubs. Life is good on the north side before losing tonight. Cubs were on a six-game winning streak. Best run differential in the majors. Like Bart said, they're the only team in triple digits in that category. Bullpen's got a lot better. Pete Crow Armstrong, legit MVP contender. And even though they lost Justin Steele for a year, the rotation has stepped up. Matthew Boyd, that's money well spent. On my number one team.
Number one.
Just like Bart, it's the Detroit Tigers. I agree. They do got to add at the deadline. I would have felt a lot better about them going on a deep postseason run if they didn't skimp out and not get Alex Bregman. But right now, they're doing it with players that you didn't like. Gleyber Torres has performed really well. He was an outcast for the Yankees. And Javi Baez playing center field for these guys. That's, you would have convinced me he was playing center field, I would have told you you're lying. So top to bottom, Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, Cubs, and Tigers.
That is our power rankings. Well done. Carlos Ortiz, bring in the heat. The Tigers.
High heat, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a baseball term.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.